When you were just a lad, you were involved with something that some of our listeners might not have heard of, called Bradford's Bouncing Back.
The whole world's heard of Bradford's Bouncing Back.
Now, what was going into it, and why was Bradford having to bounce back, and what were you doing to make it bounce back?
It's written on my heart. One day, the chief executive, a splendid guy called Gordon Moore, who was the most incredible character for a chief executive, called me in his office one day, and he said... Tom, we've just been, myself and some councillors have been up to Glasgow to look at a campaign they're running called Glasgow Smiles Better. And I said, right, good, yes, hope you had a nice time. And he said, and we've just had the death and the horror of the fire at Valley Parade. And also running in the background was the Ray Honeyford debate. He was headmaster at Drummond School. He caused all kinds of problems and raised issues that people weren't ready for in Bradford. So Bradford's image was really bad. And the chief executive relating this to me, and he said, so we're going to have a campaign. And I thought, it's a fantastic idea. And I'm thinking, what's this got to do with trade unions? Why is he telling me all this? And I literally got to leave and he said, where are you going? I said, well, why? What else is there? And he said... we've chosen you to run it. And I said, what? He said, yeah. And I said, why me? And he said, I'll tell you in about 4 years' time why you. So that was it. I got out. I walked back to my desk and I sat down to next to my boss. And he said, how'd it go? I said, I think my career's just taken a change. And we planned the launch of the... first of all, we then interviewed a lot of PR companies about, hey, we wanted a slogan and a video. And we came with this slogan, Bradford's Bouncing Back. And I always remember some stroppy politicians saying to me at the time, what the bloody hell's this got to do with the bear logo? You couldn't understand the bear logo, the bouncing bear. And I said, what do you mean? He said, bears have got nothing to do with Bradford. And I said, exactly. Exactly it. I said, would you like a whippet in a cloth hat? You got the point.
Because they've tried to do something recently, haven't they? I've forgotten now the slogan. Just in the last couple of years, there was an attempt to sort of reinvent that. I suppose it's around trying to get around the problem with the hole in the ground and all the problem with your beloved Centenary Square. You may have a view on what they've done. Look what they've done to my square.
Well, it's not my square anymore.
No. Have you a view on it while we're talking about it?
Yeah, I think Bradford's... did at the time we did the Bradford Bouncing Back was an image problem. I mean, at the time I set up this campaign and got it organised, there were people who were ashamed to say they were from Bradford. There were more criticisms of the campaign and the TNA when it launched, and anybody saying, yeah, let's go for it. And that really, I said, well, I've taken on something here, because even the people don't even believe it. And that image was all over the UK. Bradford had its connotations, the most negative things in many, many ways. So at least that laid out the battleground. I knew that's what we had to do. And it was a 2-year-long exercise to win people round. I found with doing both the Centenary and the Mountain Back experience is that pride grows very quickly. It's an interesting phenomenon to observe and be part of. And I created a lot of it myself, but you could actually see with certain people in certain groups that if you got them excited, this kind of excitement kind of spread. To the families, the friends, the social friends, who either in sports clubs like football club or a cricket club. And it just kind of, it's a slow process. It doesn't happen quickly. But you suddenly realise that people are the answer. But then in this day and age, people got other things on the immediate domestic plate and their own future. To worry about the community pride, for example, it's a hard one.